Sukumati, thank you very much for this. I want to begin by invoking this land, the spirits of this land, the ancestors of this land, the Ute, Cheyenne, Arapaho, Lakota, and many, many, many other indigenous peoples, and give thanks to all of those peoples that loved and took care of this land and each other for so long, and ask that their descendants and their spirits help us today as we do this work. And thanks to them. I want to invoke the ancestors of all of us, each and every one of us, all of the ancestors, including those newly arrived ancestors, Alicia Carnas, Alisa Gon Maldonado, Michael Swinyard, Daniel Schofield, and Sarah Steck. And we have been praying these last 2 weeks for them, and we know that they are in a good place. It is us that needs the healing. They are on the other side. We are here. And I want to thank Creator that we are here. And we now pray for the survivors, for Jimmy Maldonado, for Officer Ashley Ferris, and all of those who are traumatized, the families, those who are left, those who are the families and the communities of those who were taken from us by this colonial violence. And we pray, Creator, for the intention of this gathering, that our love might grow and expand and leave no room, no space for that hatred, that misogyny, that racism, and that white supremacy that has been taking so many people from us and has been creating this legacy of pain for over 500 years. Alicia was the block mom. She was the soul tribe mama. And we pray that we might continue to grow these communities, all of these communities that she gave so much to. And this is prayer, and also, as my sister Danica said, it's work. We have to do both. We can pray, we must pray, and we must work. You know, praying isn't enough. It's important, it's necessary, and it's not enough.
On stolen land, this man took the lives of our friends. But we will not let white supremacy win. I want you to say that with me. I will not let white supremacy win. I need you to say that like somebody died here because of white supremacy. I need you to say that because someone lost parents here because of white supremacy. One of the things that Alicia and Alyssa was good at was the work, and they were in the trenches. So this is what we mean when we say it's time to do the work, and you must do it in the trenches. If you are white, this is your problem. This is your responsibility, and you will need to answer it at every level. You will need to speak to it. You will need to pray it out. You will need to fight with it within yourself first and then your peers. If you are indigenous, if you are black, we will need to confront the inner conquistador within. The magic spell of torture and pain has imbued us with some of that sickness. So we too have a responsibility to check that within ourselves. Take your grief and walk with it. Run with it. One thing all of these victims did was work. So you will not make this a roadblock against your spiritual enlightenment and ascension. We will use this as fuel. You will walk with your grief. You will move with your grief. You will heal with your grief. And we will create something new from our grief. White supremacy has no claim here. We will return these businesses and this land back. We will not let his hatred imbue us with anything. We will use this as motivation to heal and be better. And we will heal. We will heal ourselves. We will heal each other. And we will heal this land.
I am Lady Speech Sankofa.
Lady Speech, I'm sad to have to see you again under these circumstances, to say the very least. Yeah. Would you mind telling KGNU's listeners about the people that we were here to celebrate today?
Today we were celebrating all of the victims, but most specifically Alicia and Alyssa. We were here to celebrate their life. We are here to uplift them. We are here to help their spirits pass. We are here to clear this block and this energy of negativity. We were here to celebrate and to give thanks for all of the contributions that they've given to this world and to all of us individually. We were here to uplift them, and we were here to remember them and to carry on their legacy and to make sure that we all had a concrete piece of that as we move forward in our grief and in our healing and in our living.
I've never really been impacted personally by like something that I've covered in the same way that I was today. The power, the strength of this community to pull this all together, how connected is that to the community of this art and this body modification and this personal transformation?
Every community Alicia and Alyssa were a part of, it was a family. And we take that seriously. So many of us, we are the only people we have. We were each other's chosen family. We were the only people to accept each other. We were the only people to love each other. We were the first people in a lot of spaces that we could be naked and free with each other. And that just carried over. And her death, it didn't break it. It solidified that bond. What this sacrifice was, it didn't break us. It didn't break us. It didn't break us. It has made us bend. It has made us connect even more to ourselves, to each other, to this land, to our spirit guides, to our... Yeah, we are a family. We are a tribe, for real. This is not no kumbaya bullish. We are a family. We are a tribe. We are a village. And we stand on that. And we welcome all who are here for love. We welcome all who are here for healing. We welcome all who are broken and want to put themselves back together. We accept all who are here to love and to be in their magic.